everybody. It's Monday. I'm Matthew Laria, and you're watching the Faith for Life broadcast. Let's pray and release faith over today's broadcast, and then we're going to get right into the Word. Father, we do thank you today, Lord, for your Word. We ask you for revelation of it. We ask you for help to receive it, to put it into practice, and to see the results of it working in our lives. And we do thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, all this week on the broadcast, we're doing a series of teachings entitled, Is Church Necessary? And we're going to be answering the question, do I need to go to church? Do I need to be a part of a church? Now, a recent study was done in the United States that showed that 2/3 of Christian people believe that they don't need to go to church. And many people have the idea that I pray, I read my Bible, I have a relationship with God, and I can do all that at home. And God really doesn't care whether or not we go to church. What he cares about is whether or not we have a relationship with him. Now, friend, if you think that way, if you believe that way, you need to ask yourself, where are the scriptures that support my belief? See, here's the thing. We want to believe and think and live in agreement with the Word of God. And why is that? Because God is out for our good. And anytime we get into a position where we are believing, living, thinking in opposition to His Word, then it's not going to be for our good, and it's going to end up in bad happening and coming into our lives. And so we want to live in agreement with the Word. And so let's make the decision right now that whatever God has to say about church, about going to church, about being a part of a church, we're going to submit to it and we're going to do it in our lives. Come on, friend, can you make that decision right now as you're watching the broadcast? Whatever God says about church, that's what I'm going to do, that's what I'm going to believe, and that's how I'm going to live. Now, let's go to Acts chapter 20, verse 28, and let's start today's broadcast by reading that scripture. Acts 20, verse 28 says this, "Take heed, therefore, unto yourselves and to all the flock over the which the Holy Ghost has made you overseers to feed the church of God." And so the Holy Spirit is setting leadership over flocks of people in the body of Christ. Flocks are just smaller groups of people in the body of Christ. And so he would say to this leader, you oversee this portion or this flock. And then he would say to this leader, you oversee that portion, you oversee that flock. And so my question is, which portion of the body of Christ did he come to and say, you don't need to be a part of a flock and you don't need an overseer? Which portion did he say that to? And see, many people think that, well, I'm so intelligent and I'm such a strong leader and I'm better off isolated and being on my own with just me and God. And so I really don't need a church and I don't really need leadership because I'm better on my own and I'm very intelligent, you know, and me and God have a special arrangement and a lot of people think like that. But friend, the reality is every believer belongs in a flock, that would be a local church, and every believer needs leadership. I want to say that to you again. Every believer belongs in a flock, and every believer needs leadership. God's way is flock and overseers. I want to say that to you again. God's way is flock and overseers, and therefore every believer, every Christian should be a part of a local church. Now in James chapter 5, verse 14, it says this, is any sick among you? Now, James is written to Christians. Is any sick among you? Let him call the elders of the church. Let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. Now, what's it saying? It's saying if you're a believer and you're sick, then you can call the elders of your church and they'll come and pray over you. call the elders of the church. And so you can see that the scriptural expectation is, if you are a believer, you should have a church and you should have leadership. There's no addendum on the end of this verse that says, but if you don't have a church, but if you're not part of a flock, and if you don't have leadership, then do this. No, it says, if you're sick, call the elders of the church. You could say, call the leadership of your church. And so it is a scriptural expectation and even assumption that if you're a Christian, if you're a believer, you should have a church, you should have leadership. And so if you get sick and you need prayer, call the leadership of your church. Come on, friend, God's way is flock and overseers, and every believer should be a part of a local church. Now let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 12, and I want to look at a verse there. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, and we're going to look there at verse 18. 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 18, and it says this, but now has God set the members, every one of them, in the body as it has pleased him. God has set the members, and then the phrase you need to underline is every one of them in the body as it has pleased him. Now, the body is referring to the body of Christ, which is the church. Colossians 1:18 says that Jesus is the head of the body, the church. And so you could read 1 Corinthians 12:18 like this, God set the members, every one of them, in the church as it has pleased him. And so God sets every believer in the church as it pleases him. But how does he do that? Well, the church is made up of churches. The church is the whole body of Christ. But the whole body of Christ is made up of smaller collections of believers that we call churches. I want to read you some verses. Acts 15:41 says, Paul went through Syria and Cilicia confirming the churches, churches plural. Romans 16:4 says, the churches of the Gentiles. 1 Corinthians 16:19 says, churches of Asia. 2 Corinthians 8:1 says, churches of Macedonia. Galatians 1:2 says, churches of Galatia. And so the church is made up of churches. And then churches are made up of individual believers. And so when it says God sets every one of them in the body or in the church as it pleases him, the way God sets you in the body is he sets you in a local church with leadership. This is how he does it. And so God has set every believer in the body or in the church somewhere. He has a church for every believer to be a part of and to go to. Now, there are things that God will only do for you through the church that he's called you to. I want to say that to you again. There are things that God will only do for you through the church he's called you to. And if you refuse to be a part of it, then you'll miss out on some of those things that God wants to do for you through your church. Now, the idea of the broadcast this week is not to make you feel guilty if you're not going to church. That's not what we're trying to do here. But what we want to do is we want to acknowledge the importance of discovering the church God has called me to, and then we want to discover all the good things and the purposes that are supposed to come because of that church that I'm a part of. You see, God sets you in a church because there's good things he wants to do for you through that church. You know, I hear a lot of people say, well, you don't have to go to church to be saved. And that is 100% true. You do not have to go to a local church to be saved, but you do have to be a part of a local church to be obedient. I want to say that to you again. You don't have to go to church to be saved, but if you want to be obedient, then you do need to be a part of a local church, and then you do need to go to church. And here's the thing, friend, when we are obedient to God, that's when we get into the good things He has for us. If we're disobedient to Him, if we see these scriptures that are telling us to go to the church that God's called us to and to be a part of a local church, and we just say, well, I'm not going to do that. I'm fine on my own. If we do that, we're setting ourselves up for some things in our life that we don't want. Come on, we want to submit to the Word. We want to believe the Word. We want to act on the Word. And that's what we're going to do. Praise the Lord. Now, as we're closing today's broadcast, I want to remind you of these things. Number one, every believer should be a part of a local church. To believe, think, or act differently is to be in opposition to God and to His Word. Number two, God's way is flock and overseers. Number three, God has set every believer in the body somewhere by setting them in a local church. And number four, there are things God will only do for you through the church He's called you to. And if you refuse to be a part of it, then you'll miss out on those good things He has in store for you. Let's pray. Father, Lord, I release my faith over everybody watching the broadcast today. And Lord, any of them that don't have a church, that don't know where they're supposed to go to church, Lord, we're asking You to reveal it to them so that they can get in that church, be a part of it, and receive all the good things You have in store for them through that church. And we do thank You for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Friend, thank you so much for watching today's broadcast. Now, don't forget to come back tomorrow for Tuesday's edition of our Faith for Life broadcast, and we're going to continue this teaching entitled, Is Church Necessary? We'll see you then. Hey, everybody. Matthew Larry here. Hey, I just want to take a second to thank you so much for watching the Faith for Life broadcast each day. It is my joy and privilege to get to minister the Word of God into your life. Now, if these broadcasts have been a blessing to you and you'd like to help us reach others with the Word of God through these broadcasts, you can sow a financial seed into Matthew Larry Ministries by going to mam.tv. And friend, whatever you give, we believe it'll be given back to you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. Thank you so much for supporting this ministry and for helping us take the message of faith to this generation. Hey, if this broadcast is a blessing to you, and if the Lord is using this broadcast to minister to you, we would love to hear your testimony. You know, we like to share with our partners how their support is helping us to minister the Word of God and take the message of faith to people all over the world, and your testimonies will help us do just that. And so if you've been watching the broadcast, and if you've been enjoying the broadcast, if the Lord has been ministering to you through the broadcast, we would love to hear your testimony. So please just go to mam.tv and send in a testimony to us of how the Faith for Life broadcast is blessing your life. Friend, it doesn't have to be long. We just want to hear from you. So thanks in advance for your testimonies, and we'll see you soon.